Today I am joined by lots of the upper sixth formers from Brentwood School. I'm with Neo, Charles, Ishan, Chloe and Will to talk about a virtual musical they are putting on at the moment. Neo, why don't you kick us off? How did this all come about? Just introduce me to the project a little bit.
Sure. Well, every year normally we do a winter theatrical. And that's December time. That's always a really, really exciting time for us. Obviously, we couldn't do that this year. So we kind of all were sitting in January thinking, oh, well, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And like most things in Brentwood Performing Arts, it starts with an email from either Mr. Balmore or Mr. Cooper. And it was just, here's an idea. What do you think of it? And everyone's like, yes, yes, please, because we've been starved of performing arts for so long. So yeah, everyone hopped on it pretty much straight away. It's called, very fitting, Lockdown the Musical.
Nice.
And yeah, it's just a collection maybe of experiences that we've all had, and it's been dramatized in a way that will fit a musical.
Great. So it's based on you guys then. You're all playing yourselves, right?
Yeah, that's it. I'd say heightened versions, maybe slightly altered, maybe comedic or any other kind of form, yeah.
Putting on a virtual musical, I know Brentwood School and lots of the surrounding schools have been doing a lot of concerts and shows, various projects to make sure that performing arts stays in students' lives during lockdown. Charles, how do you go about putting on a virtual musical? What comes alongside of that? Tell us about all the different aspects of it.
So obviously, it's a lot more difficult to put on a musical when we're all separated. The first step is writing the music and the lyrics. So that's what Mr. Balmer and Mr. Cooper do. They get some help from some of the younger students we've got, like Tom Hodgkinson with guitar and Lucas Penman with drums. So it's a real community project that involves a lot of people. And after, once they've finished the music and got the lyrics, they send them to us. We then record them, send them back. They then tell, well, that wasn't good enough. Do it again, do this, do that.
Right.
We then send our revised copies and say, oh, well, is it good enough now? But they say yes. Once all of that is done, it goes to Matt Shuttleworth in the studio, who puts it all together with music, vocals, everyone, blends all the voices, all of that technical stuff that I know nothing about. Once you've got a completed song, but then that's just the first step. That just gives you the audio. The next step is also very tricky, because we all need to individually film our visuals for each song. You can't just have one angle. You need to have multiple. And then after that, there's all the editing that goes into mixing it, making it look good. So it's a lot of work, a lot of steps. It pays off in the end.
That sounds amazing. Very technical, but I'm sure it's going to be amazing at the end. Ishan, obviously there is a lot of things that you're going to know are going to be different about recording a musical like this. Any particular problems that you hadn't expected that you've had to overcome?
I wouldn't say difficulties. I'd say just the fact that it's just strange and it's just different. Like Neo said, normally we'd perform in the auditorium with a few hundred people watching us, but it's the fact that we are having to record in our bedrooms and then send the audio in. And like Charles said, just have to record it again because it's not good enough, or there was a hissing sound in the background. And it's just very odd. And being part of it, to be honest, I personally thought it would be it would have been more complicated, more difficult, but the teachers and everyone involved has made it so frictionless that it's just working so well so far. And I'm yet to record the video, but I'm hoping I don't stumble into many difficulties doing that.
Well, that sounds so great. And as you know, performers, you were all involved in performing arts in various ways beforehand. Do you like the fact that, you know, you get the chance to pre-record and change things and make sure it's perfect before you go out? Does it take away maybe a bit of stage fright, or do you really miss that experience of being in front of an audience that's live?
I really miss being in front of people and sort of the energy and the sense of elation you get when you've performed something. I don't think you can ever match that. Recording it is fun, and listening to what you've done and watching the whole thing back, I'm sure will be a huge sense of achievement. But I don't think you can ever get the sense of elation that you do when you're on stage and you do something well, even if you don't do it great, even if you on stage and you think, yeah, I'm happy with that.
Yeah, that's great. I definitely understand that. But in a lockdown situation where we can't obviously have musicals live. This is such an amazing substitute. Chloe, why is it that you love performing in general? Why was it really important to make sure you still were doing some sort of performing whilst in lockdown?
I think it was a very important sort of hurdle for me because I've never been that like very confident as a kid. So it was kind of just initially sort of getting over that hurdle and just absolutely just sort of going for it. And then I just sort of was like participating. I was getting to know everyone and what everyone was about. And I just absolutely loved it. Like everyone was so encouraging. The teachers are so encouraging. Mr. Cooper, Mr. Bulmer, everyone. And I feel like I've blossomed a lot. And therefore, I feel like it was very important for me to continue that because of that sort of, I felt like a part of this family within like a musical family, you could say. So I felt like it was very important for me to sort of continue that. So I'm a part of it now. So I need to sort of continue that, I guess, through lockdown.
So both the sort of social aspect of you don't want to lose your sort of musical family, but also self-growth. You learn so much from it. It's such an important skill to sort of keep up and maintain and keep developing.
Yeah, for sure.
Has it been difficult to rehearse and practice on your own? Or is that something, you know, you'd sort of learn your lines on your own at home anyway? Or has it been really unusual?
It's been a bit difficult. So with like, my mum's obviously helped me out a lot with it. She's done like the filming for it, but like the amount of takes we've had to do where she hasn't got it right. Like we've got into a lot of arguments with that, but it's fine. But it has been like a real sort of bonding session as well. So
quite nice then to get the family involved.
Yeah, definitely. My family just love getting involved in it. So that's also been another opportunity. Families are getting involved, helping out, helping with the filming and everything.
Amazing. Do you all have Zoom calls together to sort of rehearse in advance, or are you doing that all separately as well and trying to piece it together?
Yeah, every now and then we get the Zoom call to say like, come on guys, we need to get all the videos in, get them all like done. So yeah, we've had a few sort of meetings there. I think we've got one tomorrow, actually.
Why are you talking to me? You've got to go and record.
We've got to go, so.
So finally, coming to Will, Chloe's already touched on that a little bit about why performing arts is so important to her. If people listening are thinking, oh yeah, maybe I'd quite like to get involved in some performing arts, obviously they can watch the show for inspiration, but they can't necessarily take part in it unless they're students, who knows. But why would you say it's really important for people to get involved in performing arts? If they could take up one thing either during lockdown or when everything's back to normal, why do you think they should take part in performing arts?
I think the performing arts is immensely rewarding and it's exciting to be a part of. As Ishan mentioned, being on stage itself is an adrenaline rush and it's so rewarding afterwards. During lockdown itself, I kind of felt this sense of normality having the performing arts because there was so much uncertainty, but actually having music is something that, and drama and the performing arts is something that really is like a rock. And ordinarily we find ourselves gravitating towards performing arts as a group of people. And so to have that continuing was really helpful for me, definitely, yeah.
Well, that is great. Thank you so much for all talking to me today. Something we haven't mentioned yet, when is it coming out and where can people find it?
As soon as the videos are in, we can start putting it together. So hopefully in a couple of weeks.
Okay, great. All right. And people will be able to find that on the Brentwood School YouTube page?
It'll be on our YouTube channel. It'll be on Twitter. So the usual channels, yeah.
Amazing. Well, thanks so much for chatting to me today, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.